The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Father God, we come thanking you, Lord, for just this another day, a day we've never seen before, but a day, Lord, you stopped by and you woke us up early this morning and we were clothed in our right minds. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you this morning to just be with us as we bring forth the message this morning. Speak to us and speak through us that we might be able to feed and nourish the waiting flock, that we might be able to hear a word from heaven, that we might be able, Lord, to place it in our hearts, that it moves in our spirits, that we find some direction in our lives. These are all the blessings we ask and we pray. Amen. This morning I took for a scripture the book of St. John. And John the Baptist was out baptizing one day at the river. And he was looking around and at folk, and on the horizon he saw his cousin coming over the hill. And he began to speak. And John said in St. John 1 and 29, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is taken from the New Century Version of the Bible. The cross was no accident. Jesus' death was not the result of some panicking cosmological engineer. The cross wasn't a tragic surprise. Calvary was not a knee-jerking response to a world that was plummeting toward destruction. It wasn't a patch-up job or a makeshift measure. The death of the Son of God was anything but an unexpected hazard. If you allow me, if you will, to take a subject this morning, a cross shaped shadow. No, it was an incredible plan, a calculated choice. The moment the forbidden fruit touched the lips of Eve, the shadow of a cross appeared on the horizon. And between that moment and the moment the man with the mallet touched and placed the spike between the wrist of my God, a master plan was fulfilled. Jesus was born to be crucified. Whenever he became conscious of who he was, he also became conscious of what he had to do. The cross-shaped shadow could always be seen, and the screams of hell that imprisoned the cold always could be heard. Stop and listen. Let the words, Ryan, run through your heart. Imagine the cry from the cross. The sky is dark. The other two victims are moaning. Mocking words of the crowd are silent. Perhaps there is thunder. Perhaps very silence. Then Jesus draws a deep breath, pushes his feet down on the Roman nail, and cries, "It's finished." What is finished? The history-long plan of redeeming man was finished. The message of God to man was finished. The works done by Jesus as a man on earth was finished. The sting of death had been removed. It was finished. This explains the spark of determination on Jesus' face as he turned to go to Jerusalem for the last time. He was on his death march. You can find that in St. Luke 9 and 51. This explains the wisdom of the words, "The reason my Father loves me is that he laid down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay down my own on my own accord." St. John 10, 17, NIV. So call it what you wish, an act of grace, a plan of redemption, a martyr's sacrifice, but whatever you call it, don't call it an accident. It was anything but that. Jesus was about you. His final plan was for you. His final passion was for you. Before he went to the cross, Jesus went to the garden. And when he spoke to his Father, it was about you in his prayers. And God couldn't turn his back on you. He couldn't because he saw you. And he looked at you, and all it took was to convince him, right there in the middle of the world, which wasn't fair. He saw you cast in the river of life. You didn't request. He saw you betrayed by those you loved. He saw you with a body which gets sick and a heart which grows weak. On the eve of the cross, Jesus made his decision. He'd rather go to hell for you than go to heaven without you. All heaven stood to fight. All nature stood to rescue. All eternity was poised to protect. But the Creator gave no command. It must be done. He said that, and then he withdrew. The angel spoke again. It would be less painful. The Creator interrupted softly, but it wouldn't be love. It wasn't the Romans' nails Jesus It wasn't the Romans who nailed Jesus to the cross. It wasn't the spikes that held Jesus to the cross. What held him to the cross was his conviction that it was necessary, that it must, that he must become sin. That he who was pure become sin, and that the wrath of God be poured down on him and not on creation, but upon the Creator. When the one who knew no sin became sin for us, when the sinless one was covered with all the sins of all the world, God didn't call upon his army of angels to save him. He didn't, because he knew he'd rather give up his son than give up on us. Regardless of what you've done, it's not too late. Regardless of how far you've fallen, it's not too late. It doesn't matter how low the mistake is, it's not too late to dig down and pull out that mistake and then let it go and be free. Christ is coming back again, the second time. He's not coming in a manger, nor will he be wrapped in swaddling clothes. There will be no announcement by a star to the wise men. There will be no announcement to the shepherds by an angel. He will come wrapped in his glory and splendor with an earth shaking shout by an archangel, with the trump of God. Will you be ready when he comes, when he calls your name? Have you given your life to Christ? Have you turned your life over to the man that walked on the water, to the man that calmed the raging sea, to the man who healed the sick, to the man who rose from the dead? Some call him wonderful. Some call him counselor. Some call him the Prince of Peace. Some call him Alpha and Omega. Some call him the Anointed of God. Some call him the King of Kings. Some call him the Lord of Lords. Some call him the Lamb of God. Some call him Life. Some call him the Light of the World. Some call him the Great Shepherd. Some call him the Holy One. Some call him Emmanuel. But I just call him Jesus. The man I know. The man that I knew from a child. The man that I was taught in Sunday school. The man that died on Calvary's cross. The man who bled for me, who took on the sin of the world. My Jesus, my God, my Creator, my Lord. Do you know him? You know all that it takes to be a Christian? You know what it is? It's just forgiveness. Forgiveness all it is because my God forgave us when he died on Calvary's cross. I don't know about you, but I love my Jesus. I know I love my Jesus. That's why I ask you, is there anybody here who know my Jesus? Is there anybody here who knows my Lord? God bless you. Have a smile on you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.